This is Getting the Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. The book of Revelation is filled with statements of faith as well as declarations of judgment, followed by the actual dreadful judgments themselves. There is social upheaval beyond description, the suffering of people and the significant loss everyone seems to experience during these days of tribulation is hard to comprehend. The common question people ask when experiencing a tragedy is, why? Why would God allow such suffering? I'm sure there will be many who will cry out in that day, why? Why would God allow such suffering? Those who know God and are trusting in Him will understand. Those who have suffered and died for righteousness will understand. They will join in the song of the Lamb as recorded in Revelation 15:3-4. Great and marvelous are your deeds, O Lord Almighty. Just and true are your ways, King of the ages. Who will not fear you, O Lord, and bring glory to your name? For you alone are holy. All nations will come and worship before you, for your righteous acts have been revealed. Justice is not always done in our courts. Sometimes that is simply because of our limitations as humans. Sometimes it is because there are unrighteous people involved in the justice system that corrupts it. That is never true when God pronounces judgment. He is holy. He is just and true in all His ways. His acts are always righteous. This will be understood by all in that day as great and marvelous and will elicit worship, reverence, and praise to God. All will bow and bring Him glory. So why not begin even now to worship our rightful Lord?